Welcome everybody to another Hilchos Shabbos here. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Shamach Bei Sif Aleph says, Yisadeh Shulchanah v'yatziah ha-mitois v'yisakin kol inyoni ha-bayis k'deishim shenu aruch u'masudah v'voyah Beis HaKnesses. When a person comes home from shul, the house should be already ready for Shabbos, which means the table should be set and the mitois should be made. And that means all the mitois in the house, even the mitois that you sleep on, should also all be made l'kavod Shabbos. And you should have the house cleaned for Shabbos. You should imagine how hard you would work if a king would be coming. So, Kal v'chomer, Shabbos is coming. You should be very careful to have the whole house all ready for Shabbos and clean for Shabbos. The Aruch HaShulchan brings down from the Gemara in Shabbos that two malachi asharis walk a person home from shul Friday night. One is a good malach and one is not a good malach. And when they come to the house and they find the house all ready for Shabbos, the malach gives them a special bracha. And if not, the Malach Ra says something not so good about them. Therefore, a person is very careful that the whole house should be all ready for Shabbos. By the time you come from shul, everything should be ready for Shabbos. Everybody should be ready before Shabbos, in order to be zeicha to the brachas of the Malachim. Now, the person can bring down from the Mashal that the minig is to cover the shulchan that you're eating on with two tablecloths. And the reason is, because when you take off one tablecloth to shake off the crumbs, you don't want to leave the table without a tablecloth. Therefore, you should have two tablecloths. But the Pesukim speak out that today, that a lot of people cover their tablecloth with a plastic. Therefore, they never leave the table uncovered. They just take the plastic off. And therefore, you yoytze the mitzvah of two tablecloths by having the regular tablecloth with a plastic on top of it. And those don't use plastic, as long as they just sweep the crumbs off and they don't take the tablecloth off. So that's sufficient. You don't need two tablecloths. Now, the minhag is to use a white tablecloth for Shabbos. The Nishma Shabbos, which is Rabbi Harfenis, has arichas in this, and he says that it could be that if you always cover your table with a tablecloth, you want to show you're doing the covered Shabbos, so then you have to make it into a white tablecloth to show that this tablecloth is covered Shabbos. But if the whole week your table is not covered, and now you're only covering it with covered Shabbos, so then it's obvious that it's a covered Shabbos. It doesn't have to be white for that. It could be any color. But he ends off that even though if it's never covered, you make a din, you could have not a white tablecloth. But l'maisa, the minig in Klal Yisrael is, minig Yisrael Torah, is to have a white tablecloth. Now, the Bir Halacha brings down that besides for the table you're eating on, it's rayu that all tables in the house should be also covered, l'kavod Shabbos, with a tablecloth. And all the tables they're going to use are kaponim. Not after for eating, but all tables that you're going to use on Shabbos should be covered with a tablecloth. And brought down also, a shul also should have the tables covered with a tablecloth. Now the Shari Tshuva brings down that anochoin l'sakin akol plaga mincha koydim ksas achksas. The best time to set the house for Shabbos is by plaga mincha. He says not too early in the morning and not too late. But the Rishpas of Shabbos has a whole tshuva about this, and he says that was only in those days where everything was in the same room. Now if you set the table up for Shabbos early on, so by the time Shabbos comes, right, it's not so fresh anymore. Therefore, the best time is, you know, a few hours before Shabbos. But Hayoim, that we have a special room called the dining room, and you can set it to cover Shabbos, and with special silverware and special dishes, so then, of course it's nicker, it's a cover Shabbos, and nothing will get ruined, but no one's going to ruin that, it'll still be special Shabbos. Therefore, it's fine to set the table for Thursday, it might even be a Milo. Therefore, you have more time to get ready for Shabbos, so it's even better if you set it up on Thursday night. But Kaponim, you definitely, l'chatchila mutter, to set up a table on Thursday night, Friday morning, and it doesn't apply that Shari Tshuva. That Shari Tshuva is only in a place where it's a small room. It won't be recognizable anymore for Shabbos anymore if you set up too early.